Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again on this unseasonably mild January morning. Anyway, I'm commenting on the upcoming election in the Russian Federation, presidential election, where Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin is seeking a record fifth term. And just yesterday, it was the 29th of January, Russia's Central Electoral Commission confirmed that they had accepted President Putin's nomination. Well, no surprise there then. And his registration was successful because he'd secured more than the required number of signatures. He got 315,000 signatures. An infinitesimally small number of them were declared to be invalid because of various errata. I mean, where they put the dates of birth wrong, because you obviously put the person's full name, date of birth, internal passport number. In Russia, you got an internal passport as well as an international passport. When people say, ask me for my international passport, I thought, but all passports were international. No. Now, most countries might call that an ID card, but in Russia, it's a passport. They have to carry it all times. The police are not shy about asking you for it. Anyway, so the signatures had to come for at least 40 of Russia's regions. Now, Russia claims to have 85 regions, five of which are illegally occupied places in Ukraine. And so no one region can provide, I think, more than, 4,000 at the sum, something like that, to see there's a spread. Otherwise, it could be overwhelmingly from one region. So successfully nominated. Now, they deliberately make this requirement from signatures a high bar to clear for any party without a parliamentary delegation, because they don't want too many candidates. Something like 20 people were trying to be selected. And there was that lady from Tver, that journalist who was a pro-peace candidate, and she was not allowed to register at all. I mean, proper opponents like Alexei Navalny, one who wasn't in the clink, he was repeatedly thwarted for he wasn't allowed to register. When he even held some sort of conference to try and get his campaign going, the electricity mysteriously went off. So presumably, Federalная служба безопасности, as in Federal Security Service, they would have been switching it off, because they are really just hired thugs for Putin. They're not serving the Russian people at all. Because if they were, they would obviously facilitate a free and fair election. And that's precisely what they're determined to prevent. The three candidates have already had their nominations accepted by the Central Electoral Commission. And that is the Liberal Democratic Party of Russia, that is the Communist Party, and then the New People. Now, the Liberal Democrats in Russia, despite their name, are nothing like the Liberal Democrats in the United Kingdom. They're totally anti-liberal and anti-democratic. Or illiberal, perhaps I should say. So they really are militarist hyper-nationalists who want to rebuild the Soviet Union, not in terms of its economic model. They're not banging on about Marxist-Leninism, but to conquer the countries which have become free since the end of the Soviet Union, like Kazakhstan. Vladimir Zhirinovsky, who died in 2022, just after the Ukraine war began, he was always harping on about attacking Alaska, taking that back. And Putin foolishly the other day saying how, maybe they should take back Alaska. And previously it'd been, the lunatic fringe of Russian politics has been saying that, but even Putin himself talking about it, which underscores that it is a threat to the United States. There are some Americans say this Ukraine war has nothing to do with us. Why should we help them? Because if you don't, and Russia gets mightier, they won't attack the United States. And Alaska was sold to the United States in 1867, but there's absolutely no doubt that is American sovereign territory, has been for well over 150 years. And now Putin's always trying to undo done deals. And he gratingly and moralistically asserts adherence to international law as a core principle of his foreign policy, but nothing can be further from the truth. He is the biggest violator of international law as well as domestic laws. And some people pointed out that his self-nomination was against the electoral code, but of course the Central Electoral Commission will always break the rules for Putin. They unanimously accepted him. Everyone in the Central Electoral Commission voted, yes, this is a proper nomination. So I wonder what the result's going to be. The Communist Party, so they are fielding a candidate, but it's a bit different for Gennady Zyuganov, who's their perennial candidate, because he's quite old. This is probably going to be his last one. He's about 80. Is he going to get even worse result than last time? So the Communist Party, the Liberal Democrats, are the only parties that the government quite happily tolerates, part because they largely agree with it. They both want to attack neighboring countries. They both want to oppress people. They're both sworn enemies of free speech, of Freedom Association. They're both homophobic and all the rest of it. The communists are a bit more nostalgic, appeal to the older people. Marxist-Leninism, despite some of its head honchos, being very rapaciously avaricious and acquisitive capitalists. And the Liberal Democrats are just, as I say, warmongers, ultra-nationalist headbangers. And so both those work for Putin. Putin obviously was a member of the Communist Party until about the age of 40. He was a member of that party, oh my goodness, how come on earth, I can't remember it, United Russia. That really is the Putin fan club. But he left about 10 years ago to be an independent. But people see that as the main pro-Putin party. And the United Russia even uses the slogan, the party of the president. And then there's this new party, New People. There was an attempt to get a party called Civic Initiative going, but it's no one ever really got off the ground. And indeed, A Just Russia. So there was a lady who's a journalist from Tver who was trying to be a pro-peace candidate. And she wasn't allowed to stand. And the Central Electoral Commission refused to accept her nomination. And she was very careful to obey the law, say special military operation. She wouldn't say war because that's a crime, even though Putin himself has said it. But of course, the police aren't feeling his collar. And Russian friends say that just in casual conversation, people do say war. But in official statements, they have to say special military operation or just Spetsoperatsiu for short. But anyway, there is a man who was a mainstream politician, Grubinkin, who's trying to stand as a pro-peace candidate, saying he would end the special military operation the very first day. And again, he is prudent and avoids the word war. I very much doubt that he will be allowed to stand, because obviously the authorities who are doing Putin's wicked will, they don't want to have to cheat too flagrantly, because that might provoke mass demonstrations, as happened in Belarus in 2020. Big challenge is over this election. It's going to go from the 15th to the 17th of March, over 3 days. I suppose make it easier to vote, apparently easier to cheat, is to get a decent turnout. And there's widespread apathy at the election, because people know that they can't change anything. The result is decided long in advance. Do they even count the votes? Do they just think of a number? So why would they bother? So they're very politically disengaged. So any state employees, civil servants, soldiers, police officers, teachers in state schools, they will have their arms twisted to go and vote, so that the turnout isn't embarrassingly low. And then he obviously wants a result that even better than last time, like a 76%. Remember, it's a two-round system, and if he doesn't clear over 50% the first round, it goes to a second round. It's never gone to a second round under him. So it did under Boris Yeltsin, the last time they had a fair election. But even then, Dmitry Medvedev apparently told the late Boris Nemtsov that actually the communist candidate Zhuganov won the first round in 1996. Not Yeltsin. They falsified the results. And although that millions of votes were added to his tally in the second round to make sure he won, not just won narrowly, but won handily. So obviously Putin's going to win. It'll be a completely unfair election, but not only the way will they just cast bogus votes, discount valid votes for other candidates, but they haven't allowed proper opposition candidates to stand, and the media is uniformly pro-Putin. So that's it. Rather dispiriting scenario, but as Russians have grown accustomed to it. And the deal was for decades that, I mean, you will have a sham democracy, but in return, you will have peace, and there will be order, if not law, and the economy will be growing, and there'll be decent public services. But it's harder and harder for him to do that. He's increased the military budget 70%. There's less and less money to provide even half-decent public services. There's rising crime because he's released murderers and rapists from prison after serving 6 months in Ukraine. The police are actually overstretched as it is. And there's going to have to be more stick and less carrot. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on PayPal. Subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal. George Callahan 79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.